Good morning, everyone. I know it's been a little while. I haven't written in a while. Not on my blog, not on my book. Life has just been really busy. You know, I work full time, I wife and mom full time, and there just never seems to be enough hours in the day. If the daily hustle and bustle is distracting me from my writing, you can only imagine that it is distracting me from my prayer life. I haven't been setting aside time to pray. It sounds weird to say that we have to schedule prayer, but in so many things being thrown at us, work, school, kids, t-ball games, grocery shopping, doctor's appointments, but we have to schedule prayer. We have to prioritize. Some nights, all a mom wants to do is just come home and collapse. There's such a pattern here, you know? And if I'm not praying and meditating on God's word, then he isn't hearing from me. But most importantly, I'm not hearing from him. If I'm not hearing from him, then how am I going to get through my day-to-day life? I'm navigating my day based on my own thoughts and feelings, and that's very dangerous for a Christian living in today's world. When I'm not writing, I'm not fulfilling my calling, and that to me is disobedience. When I'm disobedient to what the Lord has called me to do, I feel ashamed and I feel like a failure. I know God does not see me that way. When we aren't in prayer, it's easy for Satan to swoop in and make you feel like a loser and make you feel really unworthy. I don't know about you guys, but it's just hard. It's hard being a mom. It's hard juggling all these things, and then trying to stay in your walk with Christ. It's just, there's so many distractions. But the Bible tells us over and over in Scripture how important prayer is to God. Romans 12:12, be consistent in prayer. Ephesians 6:18, pray at all times in spirit with all perseverance. Philippians 4:6, pray about everything. Colossians 4:2, continue steadfastly in prayer. Thessalonians 1, 5-17, pray without ceasing. And Luke 18:1, always pray and do not lose heart. So why are we not prioritizing prayer? It should be the first thing we do before reaching for our cell phones or brushing our teeth. I am so guilty of grabbing my phone as soon as I wake up. It should be the last thing we do before we lie down at night. And prayers are not confined to waking and sleeping. We should start scheduling prayers for morning and afternoon commutes, any time that is time that we can call our own. And granted, with busy lifestyles, those moments are few and far between. But if we can prioritize so many trivial things, then why can't prayer come first? I've asked myself this question for a few days now. Why can't prayer come first? How would I feel if God didn't put my needs first? How would I feel if God was not consistent? How would I feel if God was a part-time God? When I look at it from that point of view, I feel humbled and sad that I've been giving God only half of me and sometimes less. How can I expect to fulfill a calling that God has put on my life if I'm not even making time to have a relationship with God? I need to hear his voice daily in the calmness and in the chaos. I need to draw from him and not me. I need to finish the work he's called me to do, and I need to put him first. And then I truly believe everything else will fall into place. How many of you struggle with this like I do? I'm serious, guys. It is so hard. It is so hard to be everything to everybody. Most of you moms especially know that you're the nucleus of the household. You're responsible for almost everything, at least in my household I am. I pay the bills, I do the grocery shopping, I do the dinners, you know, I do the conferences at school, I do the doctor's appointments, I pick up the medications. I mean, my husband's great, don't get me wrong, he's great. But really, you know, us moms, we're really the glue. And when we're doing all of these things, plus a lot of us working 40 plus hours a week, it is chaos. It is just chaos. And the distractions are everywhere. We have social media. We have the news. We have current events. We have the war with Russia and Ukraine. I mean, that is heavy on my mind these days. And I jump in my car, and the first thing I want to do is put on a really cool Spotify playlist. Or I want to pick up the phone and call a friend I haven't talked to in a while and catch up, because I'm trying to squeeze in all of these things. But yet again, am I squeezing in the one thing that would order my steps? And that is speaking to God, talking to God, prioritizing God. I've talked about this in an earlier message, you know, when I was talking about answer the phone, God is calling. Well, God's not going to call if you don't answer the phone. And sometimes we have to put the call through first. Anyway, I just wanted to jump on here today and just check in with everybody and just say, you know, I'm working on me. I hope you're working on you. Christian walk is a work in progress every day. And hopefully I will be back in my writing and God will help guide me, not only on a calling, but just guide me and help me focus and help me decipher and work through all of these distractions. Hope everyone is well. Stay blessed.